You're listening to She's the Business podcast.
Have you ever not learned a lesson so many times that the tiny little indications of it actually become bigger and bigger until something gigantic happens? Well, that is what happened to us with our new Airbnb business. And in this episode today, I'm sharing with you what are the three biggest lessons that we have learned from running an Airbnb business for the last 4 months on our own family home, our property, while we're traveling, and how these are actually really great lessons that relate to your business as well, and how you can avoid making the mistakes that we have made. So stay tuned, it's coming right up.
Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Osborne. And in my 23 years of business and marketing, I've built many brands to become multi-billion dollar companies. And just in the last 10 years, I've built two online businesses of my own from my dining room table with two little babies running around at my feet. I've made it my mission to inspire you to get out of your own way and become the successful business owner who's living the lifestyle you really desire without all the hustle. This is She's the Business podcast, made by women for women. This is your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration.
Now, if you're like me and your vision when you first started your business was to have something that was really simple and streamlined, that meant you could work child-friendly hours and earn at least as much and maybe even more than you did when you used to work your full-time job, then you're not alone, because that's the vision that so many of us have. Yet if it's feeling like you're still just as far away from it as you were when you first started, and maybe you've started to lose a bit of faith in that possibility, like, is it even possible to have it, then this is just a sign that currently the strategy you're using in your business is not designed to give you that outcome. Perhaps, and very often, what I see is so many strategies that have been built on what other people are doing in the market or what someone else says, well, this is something that worked. And so we're tacking together all these little pieces of advice that you hear out there and implementing them in our business and then wondering why am I not getting that outcome that I wanted for my business? Now, this is really great if you're in this place and you've had that reflection and you can see and still see that there is so much potential for you, because realigning your strategy to actually deliver the outcome you want is far easier than starting from a blank page. And if this sounds like you, then you might be really excited to know that my program, Business Jam, gives you the five parts of your strategy and shows you how to align them so that you get the outcome that you want. Whether you want to work 10 hours a week, 20 hours a week, whatever it is that feels the right amount to you and actually would fulfill you, light you up, and make your life the best version of your life that you could possibly have, then that's exactly what it helps you to do. You learn how to make the right decisions, how to forget about all of the fluffy stuff going on, forget about what other people are doing out there, and actually design and align the pieces of your business so that it's simple, it's super streamlined, and you're not wasting time chasing after dead ends, you know, penny pinchers, time wasters, clients that will never turn into clients, or creating audiences of people who have no interest in buying. You're not going to do any of that because you're clear on exactly who it is you're attracting and why, and you've got an offer that they actually really, really want. You know, they want it. They've been looking for you. And when you show up, it's like, oh, thank goodness, here you are. Now, doesn't that sound so much easier? And that's what's possible when you align your strategy. And so I love showing people, well, this is how easy it can be. Let's get into it. Let's get into the details and align your strategy properly, which means, yes, we get specific. Yes, we do ignore some stuff going on out there, which is great. And the best news for you is right now, I have Business Jam open, but it's only open until the end of April. April 28th, the doors are closing for a little while, until later on this year. And when they open again, Business Jam is getting an upgrade in terms of more coaching support, more live training, and more of the support and tools that I've seen and experienced with current clients who are in there is what gets them better results. So there's more going into it. And what this means as well is Business Jam will be a higher level, higher ticket program than what it is today. Now, you might be wondering, well, why am I telling you this? Why am I telling you that I'm going to raise the price? Because right now you can join Business Jam. And once you're in for life, which means the benefit for you is you get the benefit of all of those future upgrades automatically included for you when they happen. And you'll be getting them first before I open the doors to everybody else again. So now's the time. If you've been thinking, well, I don't want to be still here, still looking at people who have a part-time business that's really profitable and wishing that I had it, but yet I don't, you know, how long do you want to stay there? How long would you like to stay in that place where you're thinking that? Or you could just take that step if you know and really believe in the possibility and know that a tweak to your strategy could be really the thing that you actually need. Maybe you're not 100% clear on if you've got the right strategy. Are you in the right niche? Are you specific enough? Have you got the right offer? Well, if any of those questions are what you're asking, then that's exactly what Business Jam and with my help, my coaching in there can obviously help you to figure out, to answer, to align, to get clear and to make those steps forward so that you can have the business that you dreamed of. And that's completely within your reach this year. So I invite you to head over to jessicaosborne.com/businessjam and get all the information. Have a look, see what is included in Business Jam. See what I can help you with. Make sure that you're the right fit. It's not for everybody. This program has been designed specifically for certain types of businesses that are similar to my business. Coaching business, consulting. If you do one-to-one services and you offer them online, you're a professional, an expert in your field, then yes, this is the program for you. But you'll find out all of those details on that page and you can make that decision. And now is a great time to look at it because, as I said, you can save yourself a minimum of $700 by joining now. Because when the doors next open, Business Jam is going to be a really exciting, upgraded version of what it is today. It's going to have everything that it has in it today, but I'm adding in some more coaching support and you'll have the benefit of that sooner. So without further ado, I will stop talking about this. Head over to jessicaosborne.com/businessjam, find out the information, join up if you love the sound of it, and I'm so keen to welcome you in as one of my new business jammers, joining me in the monthly coaching calls, in our group, and getting that support, actual real human support, not just a course with steps to follow. You'll get real human support, you know, to help you clarify the thoughts that you have. Answer the question, am I doing it right? Is this what I should be doing? Does this make sense? Well, guess what? That's what we do in Business Jam. So you're not left to go it alone. And I welcome you to come and join me in there. Now I will get on with today's episode. So let's press play and it's coming right up.
Welcome back to She's the Business podcast. And in today's episode, I'm continuing the discussion that I was having with you in my last episode, where I shared with you some of the lessons that I've learned since taking my business on the road in a caravan with the kids and traveling around Australia. But this one specifically, I'm going to talk about we turned our house into an Airbnb property, which is essentially like running an Airbnb business. And there have been some huge lessons in what we have done, what we haven't done, what I would do differently next time that really apply so closely to actual just any business that you're running. So I felt like this was a great thing to share with you today so that you may also look to avoid some of these huge mistakes that we have made. Now, the very first lesson that I'd say that we have learned, and this one is one that we had the little inkling. So we had the pebble thrown at us, didn't pay any attention, had a few more pebbles, had a rock, had a couple of big rocks, and then we got the boulder. Now, if you understand that analogy, it's like if you're not paying attention to the lesson, then the lesson starts to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until you cannot avoid paying attention to it. And that's exactly what happened to us. So what we did is when we were looking to obviously have our house operating as an Airbnb while we were traveling Australia, we knew that it would be very difficult for us to run it ourselves, mainly because we're not there. We're not on site. We may be out of range. We may not be contactable at times because a lot of Australia is very, very remote and there's definitely not mobile coverage over the whole country. So we decided to hire an Airbnb agency or management agency to look after the property for us, handle the bookings, handle all the guest communication, and, you know, essentially kind of be our people on the ground looking after our house while we're away. Now, we interviewed a couple of different companies, and one of them, they were cheaper, let's just say it. They were cheaper and they seemed to be a little bit more keener for our business, had a bit more availability. What happened was the logical mind went through all of the reasons why this one might be a good one to go with, and we decided to go with them. However, the thing that we ignored in that process was a little inkling, our intuition, telling us that maybe they weren't really the best choice. Like, I knew that from the beginning, they were not going to be the perfect choice. And, you know, I was like, well, you know, that's just life. Nothing's ever perfect. There's no problem that we can't handle or deal with. So that's sort of the best that we could come up with right then and there. And without doing any further research, investigating, or trying to find someone, we signed up with them. Now, you might say, well, that's okay. You know, sometimes you actually have to give it a go in order to really see whether it's going to work out or not. And maybe we had the wrong impression from that beginning, right? Maybe we hadn't been correct. So we were prepared to give it a go. So we did. And then the issues pretty much started right from the beginning. And each time that happened, you know, I told myself it's probably just a bit of teething problems, a bit of human error. And these teething problems, the human error, unfortunately, it wasn't just one instance. It happened again and again. So when the listing went live, we got told it's live, and I went to look at it. It didn't even have a description. It didn't have the correct number of bedrooms or bathrooms listed, and it was missing critical information. Now, I ended up writing the description myself, which, you know, to be fair, I wasn't that disappointed by. I knew that I knew the property better than the managers, but the fact that they thought it was appropriate to put the listing live without any of that information, to not come and ask us for it, and to not double check the details of the house that they'd been in, that really should have been a huge red flag. And unfortunately, we chose to be very flexible and understanding and look at it as maybe just a bit of a mistake, a teething problem. Like we said, that the problems didn't stop there. The way they priced it was almost double what it should have been priced at. And when we discovered the pricing they'd put on it and we were like horrified, it was strange to be in a situation where these people who were supposedly working for us actually didn't want to reduce the price. They didn't want to take it down to what we were saying would be far more an appropriate price for a property. And yet again, we kind of gave our power away to them. We let them take charge because we'd hired them to be the managers. We'd hired them as the experts. And we were really not taking notice of the fact that we're pretty smart. We've used Airbnb as customers before. We know what things are worth in and around our area. And we were almost discarding our own knowledge, common sense, intelligence, and handing it over to these people because we'd hired them and they were saying that they were experts. So once again, we did not follow our gut there, and we let them go down this path and keep the prices too high for far too long. And it resulted in the first couple of weeks of the Airbnb being available that nobody was even in it. And these are the 2 weeks before Christmas, when everybody in Australia is on school holidays, plenty of people are traveling, and we have a house 100 meters from the sand. An ideal holiday house for a family with kids. We've got a pool and there's really no reason that anyone wouldn't have booked it except that it was priced incorrectly. Now, that was one of the rocks I mentioned. You know, we did not pay attention to the fact that we knew better and we, as the client, should have been taking more notice of our gut instincts and really, you know, moving forward. What should have happened then, I think, is we should have fired them. You know, this is really at a point where we could see now the writing was on the wall that they were not going to be effective managers of the property. The things that they'd done in that initial onboarding, the whole experience was really, really subpar. But we continued to ignore that gut instinct, ignore it over and over again until about a month ago now, and we, you know, we hit the point of the final straw when the big rocks appeared. So we had issues with guests, we had issues with rubbish bins that weren't put out, and the cleaners had left our house unlocked. So that was actually the final straw for us. That got to the point where they're not even securing our property, and obviously we called and cancelled this company's contract with us, and we found a new manager instantly. And since then, it has been the best thing ever. We just wish that we'd listened to our intuition back at the start when this initial company, you know, really showed their stripes right from the beginning, and we chose to ignore it. We chose to just continue because it was easier, because we'd found someone and we just thought, you know, well, it's going to be a hassle to try to find someone else. We'll just hopefully they get better. And they did not. So that was a huge lesson. And really, when we look at it now, that lesson cost us thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in lost bookings, in low vacancy, in just inappropriate management, in the cost of guests, you know, all sorts of things that they did. And the fact that they left our property, our home, our family home unlocked was really, really horrifying. So that was lesson number one. Go with your gut, like actually do listen to it, because your logical brain will come in over top and it will give you all the reasons why it makes sense, why it makes sense to continue, why it makes sense that this might have happened and it's not really as bad as you think. It's trying to, I guess, keep you safe, but it's not always actually working in your favor. So please trust your gut on something. You know, it'll tell you the answer before the logical mind comes in. And once your logical mind has come in, it's very hard to go back and listen to that instinct again. So try to have your ears open for it right at the beginning. Listen to that initial instinct that you have that may not make sense in the beginning, but listen to it because it's there for a reason. The second lesson that we had is, I guess, really closely related to number one, but the right person is essential. So the right person will be a great fit for you. The relationship will work well. Whether you're choosing the right client or you're choosing the right team member or you're choosing the right supplier, it is important to choose the right person that really aligns with your values, that you're on the same page. And yes, it goes far beyond even just the ability to communicate, because trust me, I did communicate and over communicate to this mob that were not a great fit for us, and it made no difference at all. So it is so important to find someone who is aligned with you and is going to be not a disaster, not be, you know, frustrating or a place where you're feeling like there is a breakdown of communication between you. So choosing the right person is absolutely essential. And I think based on that, you know, if the person in front of you, and that's the only one that you've got, you have that gut feel that they're not right, just ask the question, find, is there someone else? How could I find the right fit person? I think if you just pause and take that moment to find the right person, trust your gut instinct that they're not the right ones, find the right ones, then I think you will thank yourself over and over again. It is just absolutely essential to have the right person working with you, and even the right client, to be honest. You know, the wrong client will be high maintenance, you will regret that choice. And the only reason you'd ever take on the wrong client is purely for the money. And I think you'll find over and over again, the money just isn't worth it. You know, that's probably the choice that we made when we were looking at this company versus the other one that we'd found. They were cheaper, but they actually ended up costing us a lot. There was a lot of hidden expenses, and really, it wasn't the cheapest option at all in the end. So the third lesson is that if it's feeling hard, if it feels like this is hard work and you've got resistance there, there's something that's not right, and you're really actually probably wanting to avoid it at all, then you have to change something. Don't sit back and wait for it to change. It's your responsibility, your business, your life, whatever it is that you're doing. Actually, it is your responsibility to make the change. However difficult it may seem in the beginning, the change is well worth it. And just to give you the example in this same story, when we fired this company for being completely incompetent, I requested that the existing bookings were moved over to our new listing. They actually pretty much refused to do it. And instead of me taking responsibility for, again, my business, our lives and our sanity, I kind of allowed them to talk us into retaining those bookings. So we effectively had two live listings on Airbnb. Now, we were taught the lesson because the very first one that we had, they made an error on, and we ended up with a double booking for one night, which was an absolute complete disaster. And it was just the icing on the cake in that, you know, I really needed to have taken that responsibility, own the decision, own the responsibility, and not let them come in and try to manage it over the top. So when it is feeling hard, when it feels like it's not working and you make the decision to change, you know, you actually have to be the one, I'm going to say man's up, I guess bosses up, puts on the big girl pants and actually just follows it through. Even if it seems hard, even if it seems tricky to now in hindsight, if we had gone through the process of helping those guests who had bookings to rebook on our new listing, that wouldn't have been super smooth, but it would have been a hell of a lot smoother than what ended up happening with a double booking and refunding people for nights and trying to find them last minute emergency accommodation and all of the things that went on. It would have been way easier just to work together initially and transfer those guests over. So my lesson in that was, I've got to be the one that makes the change, and I've got to stand by it and actually take full responsibility and not let other people derail me because it was in their own interest that they wanted to keep those bookings, not my own. Oh, some huge lessons in that. So I'm sure you can tell that, yes, it's been a challenging time. However, we're in a great place right now. Our new manager is absolutely on the ball, lovely to deal with, the right fit for us. And we've been fully booked ever since we've brought them on. So you can just see immediately the change was the change that we needed to make. And yes, we did learn those lessons and we learned them very, very well. So have a think about what's happening in your business right now. Is there something that you've been ignoring that you know that you should do or that you know isn't right? So your intuition has been telling you and you're ignoring it, because if you keep ignoring it, then eventually something's going to happen to make you pay attention to it. So I would try to figure out what those are right now. What are the little signs that you're getting that something isn't right? And make the change before it becomes a gigantic disaster. The right person, the right people are always essential. And, you know, time and time again, you know, when you're working with the right clients, it's just so much fun, so pleasurable. It's brilliant. They are having a great experience. You're having a great experience. It's the same with your team members as well. When you have the right people in your team, you feel absolutely supported and you know that this is a good fit. Okay. So it's so worthwhile. As soon as you know something needs to change, then act on it, change it, take responsibility, take control, make sure that you make that change and don't just wait for something else to change. Wait for someone else to do it for you, because it will end up being one of those catastrophes that is sort of, again, signifying that you haven't followed your gut instinct, that you knew that you needed to change something. So a jam-packed episode full of lessons there for you today. And I hope that you've enjoyed it. I hope it's been something a little bit interesting. Definitely a great example of, you know, setting up a business really quickly and probably just throwing money at a problem instead of taking the time to understand what we needed to know as owners of this business, this Airbnb business, what we really needed. And I did forget to mention, but if you are thinking of an Airbnb, some of the things that we've discovered that we, with the new manager that we didn't have originally, was we had no visibility or control over our own listing with the original crowd. And that caused so many problems for us. If you are going to run an Airbnb, I highly recommend making sure that you have some control over the listing. So you're a co-host on it. You see everything. You can edit the listing if you want. And if you decide to move on from that management company, then they can leave and you can retain that listing and you continue and you just add in a new manager as a co-host. So that was a big lesson. That was a very specific Airbnb one there, but I thought I should add that on as a bit of advice to take away. If you've been thinking about it and haven't yet made the plunge, then that would be, I guess, one of my biggest pieces of advice. If you're going to have your property as an Airbnb, is to make sure you've got control over the listing. Don't leave it up to someone else, because basically they can do or not do whatever they want, and it's very difficult to change. I will talk to you next time. Thank you once again. I'd love to connect with you over on social media. So if you have been following along, please leave me a review and let me know what episode you've enjoyed the most, what sort of insights you've had that have really been a takeaway point for you, because I'd love to hear about it and I'll absolutely be giving you a shout out in a future episode. So bye for now.
And I have for you today a lovely listener review to read out. Thank you so much, Valerie from A Val Levine Life, for giving me this review. She says, "I love this podcast so much. Jessica explains excellent business strategies with enthusiasm and patience. Her solo and guest episodes leave me feeling inspired to take action on different areas of my business. Thank you for these great topics and conversations. It's inspiring, strategic, and actionable." Well, thank you, Valerie. That is an absolutely lovely review to read. It really made my day today. So I appreciate it. And thank you so much for leaving that review for me. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of She's the Business Podcast. I hope that you've been enjoying it as much as I have in creating the content to bring to you. So I really appreciate you being here. I appreciate your presence and your attention. Now, if you love the podcast, or maybe you just loved today's episode, then I would absolutely appreciate it if you would go to Apple Podcasts, scroll down, hit the 5 stars, and then leave me a short review about what it was that you really enjoyed in this episode, or maybe in the podcast overall. And when I receive those reviews, then I love to give those reviewers a shout out on my future podcast episodes. So you never know, you may hear your name getting a shout out in a future episode if you do that. So thank you once again for your time, and I'll see you next time on She's the Business.